I'm very happy to be here on this auspicious day of Radhastami in Radhadesh. As Vidya Chaitanya Prabhu was saying, one way we can understand what Radhadesh means the home of Srimati Radharani. So this is certainly the home of Shishi Radharani and Shishi Radha Gopinath. So it's very auspicious to be here with so many devotees who are enthusiastic to hear about Srimati Radharani's glories. So I'd like to ask for the blessings of my god brothers and Kandamakana Maharaj and the other senior devotees here, and all the devotees actually, because it's by your desire to hear that Krishna will make even myself as an instrument to say something valuable about Srimati Radharani. Of course, we don't worship Srimati Radharani by herself, because as Krishna is never without alone, so Srimati Radharani is never alone. One of the first books that Prabhupada presented to the Western world was the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam in the form of the Krishna book. And at the very beginning of the Krishna book, Prabhupada makes the statement, people will ask, who is that girl with Krishna? So this is generally people, if they see one very important person walking down the street with one lady, they'll ask, who is that lady? Because they know it must be some special lady. So Krishna, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is quite important to most devotees, at least in the material world. Although he's very important, he may not be very important to most people, because that's what the material world means. But for those who are devotees of Krishna, when they see Krishna with one lady, they ask, who is that lady? Who is Srimati Radharani? So this is our service to try to explain who that lady is. Of course, I don't exactly know who that lady is either. But somehow or another, I've been asked to say something about Srimati Radharani. Radha Krishna Pranaya Rikriti Ladini Ashakti Lazma. According to the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Srimati Radharani is Ladini Shakti. She's the personification of the pleasure potency of Krishna. And as we know in this world, and in every world, not only in this world, we hope, even in the spiritual world, everyone is looking for a pleasure, for happiness. And Srimati Radharani is the personification of happiness. Therefore, right away, she has to be very dear to everyone. As everyone is vastly looking for Krishna, the most attractive person, so everyone is looking for Srimati Radharani simultaneously, the devotion by which we can appreciate the most wonderful person, Krishna. If we look through the Srila Prabhupada's books and probably throughout the whole Vedic literature, we won't find as many pastimes of Srimati Radharani or her expansion, such as Lakshmi Devi or others, as we'll find about Krishna or his expansions. So why is that? Actually, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that Srimati Radharani's name is not even mentioned. But it is mentioned, as we know. There's one verse that says, Aradhana. That no one, this girl, could not no one could worship Krishna better than this girl, Aradhana. Krishna, when he was in the Rasa dance with the gopis, suddenly he left for different esoteric reasons, and he took one of the gopis with him. And this gopi happened to be Srimati Radharani. Although her name was not directly mentioned, it is mentioned in the words Aradhana. So Radha means to worship, and Aradhana means that no one could worship Krishna better than this particular gopi. The word is also used in aparad. Aparad means, apa means against, and radha means devotion. So aparad actually means something that's against devotion to Srimati Radharani. Of course, we can see, and we have to thank especially Mother Kunji Vihari, Kunjavasini, maybe it's also Kunji Vihari, lifting up Krishna, that for all her very beautiful outfit that she's made. I'm sure you had some assistance also. Who else assisted you? Anayor. And her husband. So it was a very beautiful outfit. And so many beautiful outfits they have. So this is called Srimati Radharani. She's displaying in this world and in the spiritual world so many varieties of manifestations just to please Krishna. And that which is not pleasing to Srimati Radharani is that which is not pleasing to Krishna. That's called aparad, against worship. As we've heard in the Bhagavad Gita, ajanma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tattataha tyaktvateham punarjanma naiti mam eti sorajana. That just by understanding Krishna's birth, his appearance, and his activities, one can go back to the spiritual world. And bhaktimam abhijananti yavanyas chasmi tattvataha tatomam tattvato gyatva vishate tad anantara. That is by devotion that we can understand Krishna. And that's the only way we can understand Krishna. Sometimes in some religious convictions, they say there's only one way. So we also say there's only one way. And probably there's no real difference. They just don't understand completely what that only way is. There's only one way, that is by worshipping, by devotion. Devotion is manifested in this world in many varieties. But that original devotion, the source of all devotion, which all devotion comes from, is Srimati Radharani. Factually, the entire Srimad Bhagavatam is pervaded by Srimati Radharani. As much as it's pervaded by Krishna, it is simultaneously pervaded by Srimati Radharani. And factually, the only way we can understand anything in the Srimad Bhagavatam is by the mercy of Srimati Radharani. So simultaneously, Srimad Bhagavatam teaches us how to avoid offenses to Srimati Radharani. And those offenses to Srimati Radharani means, practically speaking, offenses to anything in this world or in the spiritual world. And that lack of offense means how to utilize everything in the service of Krishna. Factually, the Bhagavad Gita is also pervaded by Srimati Radharani, although some people, if we may misunderstand this and think that we've become a little esoteric, or maybe they use other words to describe when someone sees Radharani everywhere. Hey Radhe, Raja Devi Ke Chalalite, Hey Nanda Sunakuta, Sri Govardhana Kapa Pata Patale, Kalindi Kune Suta, Koshantaviti Sarvato Brajapare, Kedhir Mahavivalo, Bande Rupa Sanatana Raguyago, Sri Jiva Gopalago. The six Goswamis, first thing they shout is, Hey Radhe, Raja Devi Ke. So they are also chanting Hey Radhe, so bona fide. Of course, they chanted other things too, but we should understand that all these other things are of value. They're arthas because of their connection with that divine worship of Srimati Radharani. The six Goswamis are able to execute their devotional service perfectly because they were enchanted by the wonderful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So we are also trying to come to that platform of being enchanted by the pastimes of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. But in order to do so, we have to get free from our mundane conceptions. In this world, a mundane conception means the pastimes between, not exactly pastimes, but the activities of the senses trying and sense gratification. Although there is nothing but Krishna and Krishna's energies, but still in this material world, there is a taste for being independent of Krishna, which is manifested as different material desires and in the activities of sense gratification and fruitive activities. Therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and other Vedic literatures do not directly disclose their inner meanings. Factually, all the Vedas, Bhagavad Gita, which is the summary, the essence of all the Vedas, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, are always proclaiming the glories of Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna, they are one. Radha, Krishna, Pranaya, Ladini, Asakti, Asmad. That Srimati Radharani is just like the scent of the musk, and Krishna is like the musk, or the heat and light of the fire and the fire itself. They are simultaneously one and different and inseparable. But if the direct meaning was disclosed in all the Vedas, in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, then most people would misunderstand and become misdirected. Therefore, Shukadeva Goswami, who is the direct manifestation of Srimati Radharani's mercy in the Krishna Lila, I believe he's, I forget which parrot he is, but he's one of Shuka or Sari, so I guess he must be Shuka. But I forget who owns who, and I think Shuka must be Srimati Radharani's parrot, but I'm not so sure. Does anyone really know? When Narada Muni was walking in the forest, he saw that Shuka and Sari were having a debate. This is in Chaitanya Charitamrita, I believe. And Shuka was taking the being a male parrot, was taking the side of Krishna. And Sari was taking the side of Srimati Radharani. And they were having a very transcendental debate about the glories of each other, of Radha and Krishna. So we suspect that Shuka would probably, because he was taking Krishna's side in the debate, would be the parrot of Krishna, but as far as I understand, he's actually the parrot of Srimati Radharani. These things I don't know. In any case, you can read that in Chaitanya Charitamrita. They have a very nice discussion about the glories of Radha and Krishna. So Shukadeva Goswami, the parrot in the transcendental pastimes of Radha and Krishna, is narrating Srimad Bhagavatam, but he's not seemingly talking about Srimati Radharani. But it is by understanding things through disciplic succession that gradually we can see that every page and every word there's nothing but Radha and Krishna. For instance, in Bhagavad Gita it said, Vidya Vanaya Sampane Brahmani Gavi Hastini Shuni Chaiva Swapakecha Pandita Savadarshanaha. That the learned sage, he sees with an equal vision the learned and gentle Brahman, the dog eater, the cow, and the elephant. Maybe not in that order, but this. Now, in our commentaries by our acharyas, they explain to us, and rightly so, because Krishna confirms it in other parts of the Bhagavad Gita, that they see Lakshmi Narayan, or Radha and Krishna, within everyone's heart. Although one will not get that simply by reading the verse, but by understanding and assimilating the knowledge, we can understand that Krishna is never alone. Sometimes we see pictures of Krishna without Srimati Radharani. As for instance, in the deities of Radha, Partha, Sarathi in Delhi. Someone had questioned, why is it that we're naming, Srila Prabhupada named the deities Radha, Partha, Sarathi? Where is Srimati Radharani? Well, Srimati Radharani, as we know, is always in Krishna's heart. Krishna is never without Srimati Radharani. On the battlefield of Kurukshetra, when Arjuna was fighting, and Krishna was his chariot driver, that Krishna was always thinking of Srimati Radharani. He was not thinking simply in the killing of the battlefield of Kurukshetra and forgot his Vrindavan pastimes with Srimati Radharani. Krishna is always absorbed eternally in such thoughts. And as far as he sees, that everything is directly related to Srimati Radharani. When he goes into the forest of Vrindavan, then by the arrangements of Sri Vrinda Devi, Tulsi Devi, which is one of the reasons why we honor Tulsi Devi so much, because she makes all the arrangements so that everywhere Krishna looks, he simply sees Srimati Radharani in the different deer and the birds and the colors and the scents and the flowers. everywhere he looks, he simply remembers Srimati Radharani. So Srimati Radharani, she's represented in this world in many different ways. As we're chanting Hare Krishna, oh the energy of the Lord, oh the Supreme Lord. And as we heard in the verse today, that the first we offer respect to the energy of Krishna, and all the energy of Krishna comes from Srimati Radharani, Ladini Shakti. Of course, Krishna has three potencies, three internal energies, Sandini, Samvit, and Ladini Shakti. By Sandini, Krishna manifests everything, both in the spiritual and the material world. By Samvit, we have the capacity to be aware. And by Ladini, we have the capacity to experience. And that experience in the spiritual world is that of unalloyed transcendental pleasure or love, devotion, which emanates from Srimati Radharani, and which is enlivens all living entities to manifest their own devotion towards Krishna. So, whether in the spiritual world or in this world, by the devotion of Srimati Radharani, practically speaking, everything, everyone and everything is manifesting to different degrees their devotion towards Krishna. In this world, especially when we get the human form of life, that as much as we follow the representatives of Srimati Radharani, and those representatives are, principally, as explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that the spiritual master, he's said to be either the representative of Lord Nityananda or Srimati Radharani. So the spiritual master, and of course when we say spiritual master, we mean that any devotee, practically speaking, who's manifesting devotion in such a way as they become our master, our teacher, that such a person becomes a representative of Srimati Radharani. That such, however degree or to whatever degree that we're able to manifest devotion, it means that we're following the instructions and examples of others who are manifesting devotion towards Krishna. And the original impetus of such devotion coming into simple succession is Srimati Radharani. Similarly, Lord Nityananda, he's giving us instructions about worship. So he's also giving us instructions about how to, practically speaking, take shelter of Srimati Radharani. Krishna is also telling us to take shelter of Srimati Radharani, and Srimati Radharani is telling us to take shelter of Krishna. All the devotees, especially in this world, and for those who are Mahabhagavata, so they see Srimati Radharani's devotion manifested everywhere. But everyone, especially the devotees in this world, they're the manifestation of Srimati Radharani's mercy, and therefore by serving the devotees, this is called Aradhana. This is our method of worship, bhakti, or bhaktyamam abhijanati. And by such devotion, we can please Srimati Radharani and Krishna and Didami Buddhi Yogam Tam. Then Krishna will give us more and more intelligence how to understand things properly. So, we're very fortunate when we have an opportunity to say something about Srimati Radharani, and by their mercy, we can understand something about them. Because by understanding them, Shushi Radha Gopina, and also Lalita Vishaka, and unfortunately Lord Jagannath is leaving soon. But by understanding the devotion, the service between Radha and Krishna, their loving affairs, therefore we can understand everything else. Without understanding Radha and Krishna in a practical way in this world, we can't actually understand anything. Of course, if we jump and we try to simply hear about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, this will not be very helpful at the beginning, because generally speaking, conditioned life, we have a tendency to misunderstand who Radha and Krishna are and what their relationship is practically to our present existence. Therefore, it has to be understood philosophically at first, and it has to be understood by practically following the instructions of elevated devotees such as Srila Prabhupada, who have manifested Srimati Radharani's desire in this world, the desire of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this world, and his disciplic succession of Goswamis, who have manifested the desire to spread Krishna consciousness to everyone, to give everyone the opportunity in a practical way to take up the process of Krishna consciousness and fully manifest this worship in a very practical way, and to avoid offenses to anyone unnecessarily. Of course, sometimes we find that even Prabhupada spoke very strongly, but it was not with the idea of offending anyone. It was more or less with the idea of sometimes even Krishna, as we see, his material energy is another side of Srimati Radharani. Sometimes there's material nature has to chastise us in order to correct our faults so that we become better qualified for real worship to Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada was a qualified person to chastise in such a way as to help invoke our natural worship towards Radha and Krishna and all their energies. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. After many lifetimes of study, then we understand how Krishna is everything, and we can only understand that by the mercy of the service attitude which originally emanates from Srimati Radharani and comes down through the simple succession from all the bona fide spiritual masters and is manifested to different degrees in all the devotees who are following the disciple succession. So in that way, it's very appropriate that not only in this day we can offer respect to Srimati Radharani and to all the deities we have on the altar and all the great disciple succession coming down who are representing Srimati Radharani, but Gopi Bharata Padakamalayara Dasa Dasa Anudasa, in the same way by we can most please Srimati Radharani. She said that in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by offering respect to all the Vaishnavas who are present here and all the Vaishnavas who are not present here. And in that way, I'm sure that Srimati Radharani will be very pleased. So to conclude my talk, I'd like to say, Vanshakalpa Dhruvyascha Kripa Sindhuvyevacha Padidanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namah. Thank you very much. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. Shri Shri Lalita Vishaka ki jai. Shri Shri Gornitai ki jai. Lord Jagannath, Lord Baladev, Srimati Subhadra Devi ki jai. Shri Giri Govardhan ki jai. Gaur Premanande.